We're joined now by Canucks head coach Travis Green here at the event. I heard a rumor that you lost to Jake on the poker table last year, which is
not
no,
a chance.
Which is no good. Which is no good.
Yeah, not a chance.
Yeah, we just deal in rumors, though.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Hey, we're covering a playoff race, which is nice. And every game. I mean, can you smell it right now?
Yeah, we're getting there. It's exciting time. We talked to our group from day one about the different stretches in the season. You want to get out of the gate fast, and you're probably going to go through a little bit of a grind, and then you get that stretch drive. And the teams that are, not everyone's in the stretch drive, really, mentally.
Yeah.
Some teams fall out of it, and we wanted to be a team that was in it. And, we're getting into it now, so it's exciting. Our players are excited, and I know the fans are, and the organization.
Well, and it seems like a lot of the guys have the right mindset. We had a chance to talk to a bunch of them, especially JT Miller as well. 24 games left, but the intensity is only ratcheting up a bit more as the season goes on here, and we're seeing the team respond. I mean, there's fights in almost every game right now because of that intensity. But do you feel like there's that maturity with this group, with some of these veterans like JT, that understand what this moment's all about?
I think that's part of it. There's a reason why, I give Jim a lot of credit. He's gone out and signed some guys that have been through some wars, some battles. Part of that obviously was the play on the ice, and part of it is for these kind of situations. When you're going through a playoff drive, the intensity ramps up. It's different than it was the last couple of years. Our mental focus, our preparation, and your compete level at this time of the year has to be high. I don't think it's any coincidence that there's been a few more fights in the last four or five games, and I mean, that's just part of it. You're probably going to see that around the league a little bit as the playoffs get closer.
It's he turned it on midway through last season, but I don't think there's any way for any of us to really expect how dominant Jacob Markstrom has been. I mean, what do? You sit back, you let him do his thing, but can you put into words just how impactful he's been on this whole thing?
Can you put it into words? Well, he's been a big part of our team. We know that. I think you guys know me well enough that I'm probably not going to go on and on about it as well. We've talked about team buy-in, talked about everyone bringing their best. There's no doubt that Marky's bringing that for us. And when you're a young team trying to take a big jump, you need buy-in throughout your lineup, and you've got to have good goaltending. And we've got that from both guys this year, but Marky's had an exceptional season. And we're confident in him. We have been for a long time. I've known Marky a long time now. We got a lot of confidence in him, we still do, and rightfully so.
I guess it's just trust factor, right? Because you've probably had goalies that you didn't trust back there, and then you had guys you trusted implicitly, and that just seems to be such a huge thing with this team right now.
I think that's part of it. I think Clarkie's done a great job with him, and I think he's got a familiarity with our group, with our staff. He knows I'm going with him, and he's probably known that since I got here.
Yeah.
I had a lot of faith in him in Utica, and that's never wavered since then.
And what about some of those young guys as well? I mean, Pettersson, we know what he's done this season, but Quinn Hughes as a rookie defenseman seems like he's getting better in the second half of the season. I mean, I know you also mentioned a couple months back that because his skating is so effortless, you're not too worried about playing him too much because he doesn't take a lot of energy to play the way he does. But it is rare to see a rookie defenseman get better as the season goes on, Travis.
It is. And I think that tells you a little bit about what we got in this young man. I could go on and on about Q and how good a player he is on the ice. I think we see it nightly. But I think one of the things that makes him as good a player as he is the humbleness within him. Not a lot of highs or lows. He doesn't have a lot of bad games to really go through those lows. But he's had some bad moments, some tough moments where he's, maybe made a turnover, missed a D-zone coverage that... he doesn't get down on himself, and he doesn't get too high on himself when he has a great game. This kid comes to work every day. Just, you wouldn't know if he was your defenseman or your paper boy, and that's a nice thing to have in a player.
Travis Green joins us here on the program, Sportsnet 650, Andrew Walker and Satyar Shah. One last one for you. It's kind of the wrap-up of Sedin week, and you guys were all on the bench for the jersey retirement. They went through all the coaches.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you when they mentioned you and highlighted what they thought?
A lot. I'll be honest. I didn't know that was coming. And just to hear them speak about you know, about me. Like, that was very humbling,
yeah.
too. You know, I enjoyed my first year coaching with them immensely. I feel like I owe them a lot, just to how they handled their last season, how they handled me. And, you know, they're invested into this team still. They watch. I see them once in a while and chit-chat with them about their team. They got a great hockey mind, so I like to pick their brain a little bit. And to hear them talk about it was very nice. It was very humbling.
Have a good evening.
Okay, guys.
All the best down the stretch.
Awesome, guys.
All right, Travis Green, head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.